Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keith. I know, you're like, what is Wednesday? But this is a special guest. I've had her on before, and she is continuing to do wonderful things. I want to let you know you can follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keith. Also, check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keith. And on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. And you can also email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. You want to remember that email address because I do a lot of giveaways. So you follow and then you email and you could possibly win. Now, April was trying to like wiggle her way in the last time to get like a prize. And I was like, you're the guest. I can't be giving you the prize because they're going to be like, oh, that's favoritism, you know. So, but anyway,
I'm trying to get a giveaway.
But I want to let you know all the shows are archived, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. If you don't know her, you must not be watching TV. She's been on SWAT. She's been on The Last Shift. She's been on The Resident. She's been on How to Get Away with Murder. She was just on Bel Air, and now she's on Tom Swift's CW series. It's April Parker Jones. Good evening.
Peace and blessings. Look, Joy, how long ago did we speak to each other? When was the first time we spoke to each other? It's been some years now, huh?
Oh, my God. I think the thing was like 2014, 2015.
Look at that. I'm so happy to speak with you again. And I'm just so grateful that to hear your voice and hear the show is thriving and that you're thriving. It's been a lot that's transpired in these past 6-7 years with this pandemic and everything. So I'm just so happy to be able to talk to you again.
How did you deal with this pandemic? This is crazy.
It was crazy, you know, we lost so many people. I lost my mom, you know, during the pandemic. I mean,
sorry to hear that.
But I also, thank you, but I also gained a grandchild. So it was the evolution of life. I read a couple of books, and I hardly ever read, so it was time for me to read, and I meditated. But it was definitely a time for me to find myself again, and I'm just grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be talking to you.
So now, what did you read? Because if you don't normally read, like, I mean, what was your, like, first pickup? Like, oh, I'm just going to go to the bookstore or go to Amazon. What did you choose?
Well, my husband's a reader, so there's always books around. The Four Agreements. Have you read that, Joy, The Four Agreements?
Is that the one everything's not personal? Is that the one where the guy's
Yep, that's the one. So it's like that. So I read The Four Agreements. It was a pretty easy read, a small book, and it was a great, you know, opportunity for me to start small. And then, what was the other book I read? The other book was Shonda Rhimes' book. It was called The Year of Yes. The Year of Yes. I read it from cover to cover. It was a great time to sit down and be still and read and just, you know, focus on the internal part of April. So it had some rough patches, but it also had some silver linings too. So like I said, I'm just grateful to have survived it. And hopefully we're all on the other side of it now. You know, what about you? How is surviving the pandemic for you?
Well, thankfully, you know, I do have another job other than the show. And as I mentioned to you, I had stopped the show for a while, and I got my social work license. And that was like a 2.5-year process. And that was very intense, but very enlightening. And I feel like I can do anything. I'm a superwoman. I said, if I can do that, don't even think about getting in my way about something, okay? I thought the show was something, you know, but doing that, and I have to maintain my license. You have to continue to go classes every year, 30 hours of, you know, training every year to maintain your license. So it's not something like if you want to do it, you can't just do the exam. And the exam is several hours and, like, mad intense, you know. But I want to get back to you because you talked about working on your internal, and I remember we talked about you being, like, into fitness. Your husband is a fitness minister. So this is something I'm glad you brought up to tell people. You have this external, but you also need to work on the internal to really have that balance.
Yes. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I believe that's where it all starts. You know, we're talking about mind, body, spirit, you know, and if we don't have control over the mind and the spirit, then the body will suffer. So, yes, it starts from the core. It starts from the inside. To me, it starts from the inside out. You know, our brain and our mind is our strongest weapon, and we got to keep those fit. We got to keep those fit before we keep our bodies fit, I think. I think, they go hand in hand. Tell you once we conquer the battle of the struggle that we have with our mind and just surviving this world that we're in right now, we'll be okay. And that just takes intention, it takes patience with yourself and patience with others, and you know, keeping good people around you, watching what you feed yourself, what you feed your mind. So that's been the journey for me. It's just watching what I feed
now,
myself.
Now, listen, your hair.
Mind.
Your hair is a very, particular choice, because, you know, back in the day, I'll just say back in the day, that, you know, black women, to have natural hair, it was like, how am I going to get work? But people, if you look at her resume, it's like, I mean, I would be like the messengers at the king's court, and they flip out the, they flip out the paper and it roll across the room, you know? How did you come to this decision about having natural hair?
You know, it was one of those things that kind of happened with just trying to, for me, set an example for my daughters. You know, we live in such a world where we're judged by our outer appearance, and sometimes, you know, that idea of what beauty is can look like hair that may not look like what is naturally ours. So, you know, in an effort to be an example for my daughters, to show them that we have to first love ourselves in our natural element, I chose to wear my natural hair. It wasn't just for myself, it was for them too. And the great thing is Hollywood has been really great about being okay with me wearing my natural hair and playing these roles. Now I do get to wear a few wigs in my new project, and I know we'll talk about that later. And I'm grateful to show the different sides, because we are, you know, black women, we love variety, and I think there's nothing wrong with it. But I also think that it's important that we're okay with who we see in the mirror in our natural state sometimes too. That was for. It was to be an example for my daughters, to say that, hey, you know what, the way that God created me naturally wasn't a mistake. That, so if my hair is 4C and nappy and short, that's how God imaged me to be. And I don't believe that God made a mistake in that. And there's beauty in it. So, but you know, hey, I have braids right now. I've got some braids installed. I've had them in for a few weeks.
Okay.
So I think that
that goes with the
all
variety. That goes with the variety. Now, you know, you're African American. Oh, I think she dropped off the call. But if you guys want to call in, the number is 516-387-1745. Again, the call-in number is 516-387-1745. If you have a question for April, just give us a call. Also, again, you want to follow me at Joy Keys. Oh, here she goes. She came back. Okay. April, you there?
Joy, I'm so sorry. Technology,
okay.
I tell you.
It happens.
We're gonna pick the ball up and keep dribbling.
Now,
so
as an African-American, that's okay. As an African-American mom, you have a black husband. What's the conversation that you have to have with your daughters? You know, that conversation that black parents have to have. What do you say to them? Have you had it? I'm sure you had it with the older one. What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say to her?
Well, so here's how it went when I first, because I did wear a relaxer for several years, most of my life before I got married. So the conversation went something like this. My daughter came home from middle school one day in tears because she said all the guys at school only liked the white girls or the Spanish girls or the girls with long hair, straight hair, curly hair, but long, good, in quote, good hair. So the conversation went like this. Well, you know, your mom has, you know, nappy short hair, and I think that I'm beautiful. So if I can wear this, you can wear it too, you know. And so it went with, you know, I took her with me. I took her with me to my hairstylist, and I was like, cut this perm out of here right now, you know, because, you know, I did. I said, cut this perm out of my hair because I can't have my daughter walking around here with these image issues, and I'm feeding into it too, you know. So I needed her to see me be brave in that moment, and I'm so grateful because she wears her natural. Both my daughters, they wear their natural hair, you know. And like I said, we switch it up sometimes with braids, but there's such a beauty and a statement. I think it's a statement when Black women wear their hair in its natural state. I think it's kind of this it's this revolutionary statement, you know, that we don't have to conform. We don't have to conform to those standards of what we thought beauty was supposed to be. And I really think that there's been a great change in the past few years, especially with Hollywood, Black women and their natural hair. I've seen so much happen in the past few years, and I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about
definitely.
The shift.
There's
I'm so proud.
There's a whole acceptance now of, you know, African American is in. But there's still a safety issue.
Yep.
So my question is not just about the hair, but about people may not really realize that, you know, African-American parents have to have this conversation about safety. Like, what do you do if the police stop you, you know, when you're walking home or you're driving your car? Have you had that conversation?
Ain't that a trip?
You're walking in a store, you're being followed.
I have to be honest. I have not really had that conversation with my daughters because they are women, because they're females, and I feel like that they probably aren't targeted as much as a Black male. But I do need to have that conversation, and I'm so glad that you and I are having that conversation because I will have that conversation. My daughter drives, you know, she's out and about. She's a mom now herself, and I do need to have that conversation. So if when I do have that conversation, I think it will probably go something like, we have to make sure that we live to see another day. In living to see another day, make sure that you cooperate, whatever that looks like. If that looks like keeping your hands on the wheel when you get stopped, don't make any sudden moves, cooperate, be friendly, do that. But we have to live to see another day. You know, if the blood is boiling inside us and we're raging and we want to scream and say, this is our right, this is not fair. We got to remember tomorrow is where we want to be, you know. So it'll go something like that. But isn't that a trip that we have to have those conversations, right? It's a trip.
It's crazy.
You know, but it's where
you're going to be worried about them, you know, no matter how old. And like you said, she's a mom now, but I'm sure you still worry about her. You know, she's still your baby.
Oh, totally.
Now, you're on a show that deals with some very heavy topics, that are really, I guess, prominent in the news, in the law, transgender, gay, sexuality. And that's another question as a parent that you have to have with your kids. Do you remember having that conversation with your children in explaining about how babies are made? Did you have that conversation? Or did your husband do it? Like my dad talked to me about contraception, which is the weirdest thing, right? Like, but that was like the weirdest thing. So did you guys have that birds and bees talk?
You know what? I've definitely had the birds and bees talk with both my daughters. My youngest is about to be a teenager, and she's definitely evolving over to the woman side of young adulthood. So we've definitely had those conversations, and you know they're not easy conversations, but they're necessary, right? So those conversations are hopefully conversations that will. That will just help them to be open-minded, and also those conversations are necessary in order to create for me a safe space for them to be able to come to me and not be weirded out by it. So that's why those conversations are necessary. I mean, you know what conversations are also necessary for all those listeners out there, especially if you have daughters or sons. We also have to make sure we talk about inappropriate behavior when it comes to sexuality, when it comes to molestation. You know, those conversations are super hard, but they're super necessary. It could be a matter of life and death. So I've had those conversations, Joy. They're not the easiest,
Now your show. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the show?
Okay, now this sounds kind of egotistical, but which one?
Oh, I know, right? Like, oh my God.
I know, I didn't mean to say it like
the
that,
Tom,
Joy.
The Tom Swift one. Let's talk about the Tom Swift one.
Tom Swift. What an awesome show. I'm so grateful to be a part of this show. So Tom Swift is on the CW, and Tom Swift, it tells the story of this genius inventor whose inventions helped to get his father into space. Tom Swift is the father is the son of Lorraine Swift and Barton Swift. I play Lorraine Swift, so I play Tom's mom. Mm-hmm. I love playing these TV moms. It's so great. I'm like the ultimate TV mom.
I know, right?
So I play Tom's mom, and we are part of the Swift family. We are a billionaire family who makes their money in technology, and we help to revolutionize space travel, and we're scientists. So it's so cool to be part of this narrative of these black billionaires who make their money in this field of science. Aside from what we normally see black people make money in, which can sometimes be what athletics and entertainment, the Swift family makes their money through engineering, or drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But our family has become billionaires through the engineering industry. And I play Tom's mom, and Tom is left out one pretty big part. Tom is also gay. Which is really interesting because this show is making history, Joy, because it is the first show on the CW network where the lead character is a black gay male. So it's a lot of awesome representation in this show with the LGBTQ community. We've got a transgender actor in the show.
Yes, Marquise.
Marquise, And it's been so great to be a part of such a rainbow tribe of just beautiful, talented artists in this way. I think it's very relevant. And timely, and I hope that the viewers and the word keeps getting out about this show, because I think people are going to be in for a really awesome surprise to see how smart this show is. So yeah, I play Tom's mom, Tom Swift, Tuesday nights at 9 on the CW.
Tuesday nights, okay. If you could go to Saturn, what would you take with you? Just name three things. What would you take to Saturn with you?
Joy. That's a good question. If I could take three things, why did M&M's just pop up in my head? Okay, I'm going to talk to you. M&M's, peanut.
That's like E.T. phone home type of thing. That's what that is.
That's an E.T. Girl, let me tell you, I would take some peanut M&M's, of course, my family, and what else do I love? Peanut M&M's, my family, and, oh, gosh, water. Water.
Yeah,
just some good old water with freshly squeezed lemon. So yeah, that was a really good question. Wasn't prepared
okay,
for that.
I got
that
another
one
for
one.
You. I got another one. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Ooh, honey. If I could have a superpower. I got one. If I could have a superpower, it would be that peanut M&M's had the same health benefits for green leafy kale. How about that? Next question. Next question.
All right. So if you had $100, what would you do with it?
Oh, gosh. If I had $100, I would give it away. I would give it away.
Okay.
Because I feel like when you give, you receive threefold. I mean, that's how God has worked in my life, all my life. I feel like whenever I've given and given with a giving heart, I always get it back. So, I think that giving is receiving inside out, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Giving you
and
I give it away.
What's the best advice you had? What's the best advice that you think you've gotten in your life?
Ooh. I think probably the old adage, which I live by, and I pride myself on this adage, and it's a simple one: treat people like you want to be treated. And I really do. I really,
mm-hmm.
really like
mm-hmm.
try my hardest to do that. And I'm so grateful to have that self-awareness that it really is that simple. Treat people like you want to be treated. And I think when we do that, you know, we find that there's a lot of peace in our, well, for me, I find like there's a lot of peace in my life in that way when I treat people the way that I want to be treated. I don't get it back all the time, but it definitely feels good to treat people how I want to be treated. Mm-hmm.
How do you stay relevant in this business? You know, the theater business, the movie business.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of
work.
How do you stay? Yeah, how do you stay? Oh, do good work. Okay, is that
That's
easy?
It. Just do good. Well, you know, doing good work is it can be easy if you are intentional and serious about getting better. Because we can always get better. Like, I'm literally looking for an acting class right now. You know, I need to get into an acting class. I need to sharpen these skills. I need to
wow.
sharpen my skills and cut my teeth more. So, how you stay relevant is do good work. And can I say a curse word, Joy?
Yes, you can.
It'll be a good one. Don't be an asshole.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. Do good work. And don't be an asshole. I mean, really, don't be an asshole. Don't be a poopy head. Do good work and be kind. That's it. It's not that complicated. Yeah.
You know, we see that on the news all the time with these stars like acting out, you know, people yelling, people throwing things on set. The worst thing, of course, is sexual assault type of things. And it's still happening.
Right.
I mean, why do you think like that is like, what's in their mind? Like,
I don't know.
You know?
You know, I think it might go back to what we were talking about earlier at the start of our conversation, which is, you know, we really got to work on our internals. We really have to work on our mind and what we feed our mind. And a lot of times our minds are subconsciously like receiving so much crap. And if we don't digest and, like, poop out that crap, then our mind is just holding on to this crap, and we're constipated with mind crap. Got to really figure out how to filter through the crap and filter through the things that don't serve us so then we can have a healthy mind and a mind that's helpful to the world, that serves the world, you know, that's joy to the world and not such anger. But yeah, I think that's what it is. I think we just have a lot of anger right now because we're not feeding our minds with the right things. You know, I mean, social media is, I have, you know, in my opinion, it's part of, can be part of the problem if we don't balance it. You know, I'm on social media too, but I really try to. I literally delete it off my phone every now and then just to give myself a break because, you know, even when we don't want it to, those things they settle in our mind, you know, and everything on social media we know is not positive. So we have to be careful about what we feed our minds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I was reading. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're from North Carolina, right? And I was reading about this thing called cheer wine. Have you ever had something called cheer wine? No, you haven't had that?
Yeah.
What about biscuits?
You know what?
And gravy. Is that a big thing in North Carolina?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot all about cheer wine until you mentioned it right now. It's like root beer, right?
It's like root beer. Okay.
I think so. I think cheer wine is, if I can remember growing up, there was cheer wine. And cheer wine is like a soda. It's like root. It tastes like root beer.
Yes.
And then what was the other thing you said, Joy? Gravy?
Just biscuits and gravy. I know that's, I read about that. What's your favorite dish?
Biscuits and gravy was good. Now, I will say my mom used to make homemade biscuits, but we'd eat them with molasses. You know, we pour the molasses on the side and then dip the biscuit in the molasses.
Wow.
My favorite. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But my favorite dish now, aside from M&Ms, I know that's not a dish, it's a sweet treat, but my favorite dish, I really like crab legs and chicken wings, you know, I like soul food. I just, you know, have to keep it in moderation. I have to keep it in moderation with, like, everything else. I try not to eat too much fried food. But, yeah, I'm still a Southern girl at heart. So, yes, you know, biscuits, gravy, crab legs, shrimp, you know, those things make me happy. So, yeah, I'm a Southern girl to the core.
Now, what's coming up next? You mentioned something in the beginning of the show, and you have to wear a wig. What's coming
for
you?
That's on Tom Swift. So Tom Swift, Lorraine Swift, on Tom. Oh yeah. So sometimes I wear my natural hair, and then there are times. I think the next episode, Tuesday's episode, I have a wig on. So you know, whenever she feels like changing it up for that day, she may throw on a wig, and so that's been the only show that I've had to wear a wig in so far. But that's what's coming up next. Tom Swift Tuesday nights at 9. I know Bel Air will be back for season 2 also. They have not started production for that yet, but I'm praying that they will have Vi back on that season. And you know, we just take it each day as it comes.
Tom Swift has so much. I've watched the first couple episodes, and let me tell you, people, there's comedy in there. There's a little sex, but it's not. It's okay. It's tame. It's nothing, you know, crazy like
yes.
Cable or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I would
right.
say teenagers could watch it. You know, and there's the techie.
Yes.
So if you're a nerd, there's all this techie stuff in there with the main character.
Yeah.
And then there's like the evil character. You'll find out about that. Who's you know trying to like you know claw her way up in the company, and then there's deceitful politicians and all kinds of stuff going on. It has a lot for everybody, and there's a black male gay character in the center of all this. It's just crazy.
Center,
and like you have a trans a bodyguard. There's another character. But there's also, like, they're talking about, you know, with young people now, there's, people are like, I'm not one thing. You know, I may be this today, but tomorrow I'm something else, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that conversation going on the show.
Yeah.
So I think if you have a young person dealing with any of these issues or wondering or concerned, this might be a good show that is making a light touch with the issues, you know what I'm saying? So that's
absolutely.
Just my opinion, but and also of course to watch
absolutely.
It with Parker Jones, of course. I mean,
please.
Forget about
yes.
Tom Swift.
And just,
like who?
And
Tom
just the
Moon?
Awesome
what?
Fashion. Oh yeah. And,
oh my
and look,
God,
it was
I love
a
your dress
show.
You wore.
Oh,
the dress,
gosh,
the tan
yes.
dress with the stripes at the bottom and the stripes on your arm.
Ooh,
it was like kind of like a blue.
I
really like that. And
she
had this fierce red lipstick on. Girl, this lipstick.
They. We're so blessed to work with such amazing hair and makeup and costumers, and they're all black.
Really?
We shoot it right here
Whoa.
In Georgia. Oh yeah, we shoot it. Yeah,
okay.
we shoot it here in Georgia. So and they purposely chose Atlanta as the shooting location for this show so that we could have access to black hair, black makeup, black designers, and those things are important because, you know, our skin, you know, it requires, you know, a certain type of makeup and a certain type of touch and, you know, with certain type of lighting. So it's such a beautiful show in that regard. So please, you know, and Tom Swift's character, he's all about the fashion. You know, it's all about
the fashion.
So you got
the jewelry,
and a lot of
the
designers
nails,
are black.
Everything.
Black designers they use. So make sure you tune in to watch the fashion of Tom Swift, too. It covers so many bases. Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you so much, April. I really appreciate you coming on, and God bless you.
Me
your,
too.
Your grandbaby, your daughters, your husband.
Thank you.
And just stay safe.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Joy. It was a pleasure to talk with you again years later, right? And we'll talk again soon.
I'm sure. You have a great weekend and a great evening, okay?
Okay, Joy. Thank you so much. Okay, take care.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with actress April Parker Jones. She's on Tom Swift. It's on the CW Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Check it out. You can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Also, check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram. You guys have a show this weekend. I'm talking with author Eric K. Washington, and we're going to do a migraine Instagram live chat at 11:30 on Saturday. So check that out. I will talk to you guys later.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., so if you're 50 or older, it's time. Screening helps find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed. Remove the polyp, prevent the cancer. Did you know there's more than one screening test? Talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.